Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. We are back after a week off. Tony, how'd you spend your break?
I'm Tony Kornheiser, yelling hot takes into your voicemail.
I know. You filled up my voicemail.
I do.
I got no
this
space now.
True.
What is this?
This is actually true. People don't know this. We talk every day.
We do. Especially during
Even
football.
When we're off, we talk about games that are on.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People probably don't realize that.
Anyway,
welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Washington tops Texas. The Niners and Ravens are number one seeds. And David Tepper appears to throw a drink. But we begin today with yesterday's early semifinal, Michigan and Alabama. It was a tense game all the way through, culminating in overtime and ending when Alabama quarterback Jalen Milroe was stopped 3 yards short of a game-tying touchdown on fourth down. Michigan won 27-20. Wilbon, what does this win mean for Jim Harbaugh and the Wolverines?
Tony, it means a tremendous amount. We think of Michigan as one of the elite programs, because it is. We think of Michigan as one of the powerful programs, Power Five conference, you know, the Big Ten. They must win all the time, right? Three times national champions since World War II. You know, not in the Super Bowl era, not in the get-up era. I mean, we're going back now 80-plus years. Three championships, Tom. And so Michigan, the school, you know, the school up north, according to Woody Hayes, this is a big deal for them. And Jim Harbaugh, I really don't see. I know there's a contract maybe waiting for him to stay at Michigan and make a lot of money even after they tried to cut his salary by half a couple of years ago. I don't see Jim Harbaugh staying at Michigan. I see him going off to the NFL. So, wow, this is it, right? If the curtain closes and Coach Harbaugh takes a bow, he's won a national championship for Michigan, it means everything to that school and that fan base.
Yeah, I have to be honest. When I'm watching that game, at the very first play, I thought Michigan was going to lose. I'm sitting down. I'm yelling at the screen, throw it away. I'm yelling at McCarthy, throw it away. And he doesn't throw it away, and it's intercepted. Now they get a reprieve on the interception. Because the guy was out of bounds or something like that.
Out of bounds.
And then the next possession they have, they muff a punt. The first of two muff punts in the same game. I thought Alabama was going to roll them. But then Michigan's defense was so good. They sacked the quarterback five times in the first half, Mike. And by the end of the first half, statistically, Michigan was way up in all categories. And even then, Mike, they were only winning by 3 points in the game, and I thought they were going to lose. So all credit to Michigan for hanging in there and winning that game. Yeah. What does it mean to Harbaugh? It gets the monkey off his back, never winning playoff games. I agree with you. It makes him more attractive if somebody wants to hire him. But I do think, Mike, that most of the country believes that either Jim Harbaugh cheated or his team cheated, and I think that that stays with you. And what does it mean to Michigan? If they can contain Penix the way they contained Milroe, they're going to win that game.
Penix is
I just want to get this one thing in, Mike.
Penix is a
you and I disagree about this.
What's that?
I want to go back to the last play of the game.
Okay.
I know you think it was sabotaged by a bad snap.
A bad block.
I watched this, and they've got, I don't know, five timeouts, and they come up with a play, empty backfield, quarterback draw against the 7 or 8 man front. He was lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage. I thought it was a terrible call.
Yeah,
terrible
Tony,
call.
I don't think the call was terrible. The execution was bad. I give Saban all the credit in the world because Saban brought it back to him and said it was a bad call. It didn't work. It's bad. No, it wasn't, Tony. They missed one block out of the 4 or 5 people who have to sustain their blocks. They missed one. Now, that guy at 330 or 40 pounds, that tackle, got pancaked, got pushed back into his own quarterback. But I'm not going to say it was – those things are execution-based.
I know. We disagree. We disagree on this.
I know. Michigan will now face Washington for the title. The Huskies built a 13-point lead over Texas in the second half and then had to hold on, had to swat away the Longhorns' final pass to win the game as time expired. Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr. threw for 430 yards in the win. Tone, what did the Huskies show you last night?
Well, I mean, they certainly make their fans make their hearts palpitate. As you said, they're up 13 points with less than 8 minutes to go. And then they end up having to defend, I think, four plays inside their own 15 that could cost them game. They could so easily have lost that game. Now, what is true is they win all these close games.
They get credit.
They don't lose these close games. Yeah. I think this is 10 in a row in a one-score game. But you're, you know, they're a tough watch if you're a fan. What did they show me? Mike, they showed me last night what they showed me all year, that that kid can really pass.
Yeah, he
can. And those receivers can run, and they can get it.
Man.
Penix delivers the ball left-handed from about 25 different arm angles. It's always clean. It's always fast. If you watch the Pac-12 this year and the last year, you got to see Caleb Williams and Bo Nix and Penix every week. I mean, that's great quarterback.
Great. Tony, couldn't disagree with you for one word of that. Penix is an interesting character. I mean, I got to watch Penix in person at Indiana in the Big Ten another whole lifetime ago. And then it was thought, well, is he ever going to learn to pass? He can really move and he can do this, but he can't. He stay in the what? He can do anything with throwing a football. He can. And Adunze, his best receiver, I guess, because they got two great ones. I've been spending all year slurping Marvin Harrison Jr. And right now the Bears with the top pick, if they trade it and they wound up with Adunze instead of Marvin Harrison Jr., I'd be thrilled because Adunze may be as good a pro. He may be a better pro. He may be nearly as good. If Tony, watching them play pitch and catch is what makes Washington exciting to me. But Tone, those Pac-12 defenses, Washington's defense is like 119th. Tone, I don't know that they can defend Michigan. Michigan's offense is not what I consider a great offense, but Washington's defense is suspect. I love the way they wound up, you know, sort of in the middle of that game, putting up some points and looking like Washington should look, but their defense down the stretch is shaky.
Let me go big picture here for a second, just for a second.
Okay.
I actually think we can review now and that the committee got it right. I don't want to hear any more bleeding for Florida State. I just don't want to hear it. You had, I thought, the four best teams were out there. They produced two great games out there. I had both of them wrong. I thought Texas and Alabama were going to win. I had both of them wrong. And now we're going to get an undefeated national champion, the last unbeaten team. Don't talk to me about Florida State and Liberty being undefeated, because in their bowl games, they lost by a combined 99
points. I'm not going to throw Liberty in there because Liberty doesn't belong. Florida State's supposed to have some character. As an institution, I'm not going to fight any one kid that wants to sit out, but as an institution, Florida State has no character or demonstrated none whatsoever and no leadership whatsoever. It seems like a disgrace to Bobby Bowden, who made Florida State everything it is. And I don't want to hear about Florida State. And I was with them. I bled for Florida State. After this showing, you can't show, get out.
The top seeds in the NFL are now set. San Francisco got there by easily defeating a bad team, Washington. Baltimore got there by crushing a supposedly good team, Miami. Kansas City finally won at home. Philadelphia lost again at home.
Man.
And Dallas escaped with a win when Detroit's Dan Campbell's repeated tries for a two-point conversion and a win on the road fell short. Wilbon, which of these teams grabbed your attention the most?
Detroit. I know nobody's going to go with that. Other people would have five teams listed before Detroit. Detroit beat Dallas. Okay? I don't care about the 2 points at the end. You can take your scorecard. You can write down whatever. Detroit beat Dallas. Detroit was better in Dallas in the game that Dallas had to win. Detroit was better. Let's get that out the way. I don't know what this means going forward for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know. It may hurt Detroit in that if they could have won in overtime, if they'd gone to go that direction, they might get an extra home game. I don't know. Philadelphia, what Matt Patricia. I mean, I thought that was supposed to be a big deal going to Matt Patricia to call the defensive signals. They're 1-2 since he got there, and they're giving up more points each week. And Arizona at home, you can't handle them. Handle your business. I those two things. So now Baltimore. Miami is a chump team. I expect nothing from Miami. I expect Miami to get beat by Buffalo this weekend. So I'm going with Detroit and Philly as, wow.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, and I understand you, the Detroit thing. I used to think that Dan Campbell was a bozo, and now I love him because he went for the win, and he kept going for the win.
Yeah.
And his players will march into hell for him now, so that's good. But I will take Baltimore, even though you dismissed Baltimore, because of what they've done in the last 2 weeks. They steamrolled two playoff teams. They beat San Francisco 33-19
that
in
was
San Francisco. Nobody does that.
That was impressive. It was.
They pasted Miami. I think it was 56-19, something Miami. Like that. And by the way, Lamar Jackson should be the unanimous choice for MVP in the league. He had five touchdown passes against Miami. So I will say, Mike, that today, I'm not saying tomorrow, today they have established themselves as the best team in the NFL, the Baltimore Ravens, right now today. My second choice would be the same as yours. It would be Philadelphia. What happened here? They've lost four out of five games. Mike, the only team they beat in those five are the Giants. The Giants stink.
Yeah.
Arizona's not a good team. They kept letting them back in the game. You mentioned the defense. I have numbers that are really telling. They, in the last five games, Mike, they're 31st in the league in scoring defense. They're 29th in yards defense.
They're
31st in third down defense.
Yeah.
They're 31st in red zone touchdown defense. They don't look like they can win a playoff game.
No, they don't.
They don't. Not at the moment. Let's take a break.
That's sort of shocking.
Coming up, how should Russell Wilson be feeling about Sean Payton right now?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. And how should the NFL handle Panthers owner David Tepper appearing to throw a beverage at Jaguars fans? What
happened in Philadelphia?
They
what
crashed.
Happened
they
there?
Can't get up. They've fallen and they cannot get up.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
My New Year's resolution is to be nicer to the viewers who apparently have nothing better to do than to send emails to a television show. So let me see what's
going on. They love you. They must love you.
What's the word for how Russell Wilson should feel about Sean Payton right now?
Lied to. And that's what he did. Sean Payton sat by a microphone, and for the microphone, if he didn't lie to Russell Wilson, he lied to the rest of us. And he said it wasn't about the money. Of course it's about the money. Every network who has a football reporter in the time since that lie has detailed the money and what's going to happen to the Broncos. I don't care if he was going to take one for the team, for his owner. That's on him. But to me, as I'm sitting there going, oh, Coach Payton says he's benching him for football reasons, even though he's got 24 touchdown passes and I think 8 picks. Football reasons? And Sean Payton is a couple of things, Tony. He's a terrific coach. He may even be a tremendous coach. He's got a Super Bowl ring he wears that says, great coach. He also has lied. And it ain't the first time. Sean Payton thinks that he can say whatever he wants and gets away with it. No one can call him on it because usually people don't call NFL coaches on anything. They just let him get away with it. He lied. Russell Wilson should feel lied to.
I will say that if it is a football decision, he's 1-0 with that football decision. I'm not sure it's a football decision at all. Russell Wilson should feel steamed at this because Sean Payton dumped him.
Yeah.
He has no future with the Broncos now. Maybe he has a future with the Giants or Washington or New England, but he doesn't have a future with them. And that is irrefutable that he got dumped by Sean Payton. Now, the original contract that Russell Wilson signed before Sean Payton got there was a ticking time bomb. It was too much money, and it was too many years for somebody that Pete Carroll, who watched him lead his team to two Super Bowls, traded him away and preferred Geno Smith. So that was a football decision, as far as I'm concerned. And Russell Wilson was better this year than last year. And Sean Payton took a small physical quarterback, you know, in Drew Brees and made him a Hall of Famer. So we both thought this would work better. But there's no question that Sean Payton didn't want to go forward with him. Did not want to go forward with Russell Wilson.
Heaven forbid NFL teams cut his legs off to their end of a contract. Heaven forbid.
Cut his legs off. Here we go. What should the NFL do with Panthers owner David Tepper following the video that appears to show him throwing a drink on Jaguars fans?
Yeah, after the inevitable investigation that will go on and on and on, and they'll review, you know, 4,000 cell phone camera footages that were taken, and they'll review things in the park from the press box and this suite and that suite, they should suspend him. Not fine him, suspend him. He has to go away. You don't get to do this. You don't get to throw a drink at anyone. Anybody. You're in a public place. You're an owner, not a defensive power forward. You're an owner. Suspension. Weeks, Tony, if not months.
Yeah. They should have suspended him yesterday. They should suspend him today. They cannot let him anywhere near his home ballpark for Carolina's last game this coming weekend. They can't do that. And they need to think about whether they want him as an owner in this particular league. Every single football decision that he has made since he got there has been wrong and loud wrong. He traded away McCaffrey. He traded away DJ Moore. He's been there 5 years. In that period of time, Mike, he's fired three coaches midseason, two of which he hired. He used the number one pick on Bryce Young. It's too soon to tell if Bryce Young's going to be a bust or not. But almost everybody in the world would rather have C.J. Stroud. And they could have had him, obviously, with the number one pick. And then to be seen throwing a drink in somebody else's ballpark. No, this is a terrible look for the NFL. It's just
terrible.
Let's
see if the NFL will sort of have the cojones to do what it ought to do. Let's see. By the way, I love Tepper's trades. I'm just saying. I just want to
add because
that.
You got DJ Moore. Let's take one last break. Rafael Nadal becomes the latest big star to win in his return to tennis.
I like this news coming out of the tennis world. The Seas get set to face the Thunder in what I believe qualifies as a ball night. Too bad I can't
see
it.
But everything to you qualifies as a ball night.
I'm flying tonight. I can't see anything.
Well, I'll watch it for you.
Good. No, you won't.
No, I won't. It's too late.
Yeah,
no, I won't.
It comes on after dinner time.
I won't.
Too late.
Yeah, too late.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Happy time, people. Happy 25th birthday, Fernando Tatis Jr. The Padres' former shortstop and now their right fielder signed a huge contract for 14 years and $340 million that binds him to San Diego through 2034. Tatis missed the start of the 2023 season because he was still serving an 80-game suspension for using performance-enhancing drugs in 2020 that he claimed he was using medicinally for ringworm. Yeah. The Padres were loaded with stars, including Manny Machado, Tatis, Juan Soto, Blake Snell, Xander Bogaerts, Yu Darvish, still failed to make the playoffs, and let manager Bob Melvin leave for the Giants. Tatis hit .257, 25 homers, 78 RBI.
Tony, never let ringworm get you. You do whatever you have to do to avoid ringworm. Look, the Padres had to be the most underachieving team in baseball last year. Can we agree on that? I mean, given where they finished, their results for what they had on hand, major underachievers.
I agree with that. Happy anniversary, Miami Hurricanes. On this day 40 years ago, the fifth-ranked U, coached by Howard Schnellenberger and led by Bernie Kosar, won the national championship by upsetting 12-0 and top-ranked Nebraska in the Orange Bowl 31-30. Miami jumped out to a 17-0 lead and held on when Nebraska coach Tom Osborne went for 2 points and failed after scoring a late touchdown. Osborne said, quote, "We wanted an undefeated season and a clear-cut championship. I didn't think we should go for the tie in that case. It never entered my mind," unquote. Later adding, quote, "I guess I'm not very smart," unquote. Nebraska came into the game an 11-point favorite after averaging 52 points per game during the season.
Tony, the byline on the Washington Post story belonged to me for that game. But I was too young to appreciate the enormity of that night, that result, the people involved. I mean, I admire Tom Osborne in retrospect, long retrospect, for what he did. Remember, there was no overtime in college football then.
No OT.
He would have had to have lived with that tie after that fabulous season they had. And that really, the U was into it. They were going. They had it on by then. What a massive, massive game and result and story that night was.
Glad you were there. The fumble Ruski produced a touchdown for Nebraska in that one.
Yes, it did.
Happy trails to the Pistons' one-game winning streak. After snapping their 28-game losing streak by beating a Toronto team that was undermanned because they had traded away players, including OG Anunoby, to the Knicks and hadn't received the Knicks players like RJ Barrett back yet, the Detroit Pistons immediately fell back onto the losing side of the streak, giving up 136 points to Houston last night. The Pistons were down 26 after three quarters to a Houston team that had lost three in a row. Detroit coach Monty Williams said, quote, "When you're fighting for a win like we were for so long and you get one, I'm sure there's emotional stuff I can't explain," unquote.
You know, it's hard for me to root for Detroit and anything being a Chicago boy. But Monty Williams, I do root for. This has got to be difficult, just unbelievably difficult, Tony, in the context of what it is, this losing streak. Anunoby, by the way, seems to fit wonderfully on New York, no matter how much the Knicks had to give up in terms of point production.
We are running out of show and we go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Rafael Nadal, Naomi Osaka, and Emma Raducanu. Have all returned from absences with wins. Your thoughts?
These are maybe my three favorite players, tennis players in the world. You know how I feel about Osaka. I'm glad she's back. It's great for tennis and all of sport that she is back. The Steelers will start Mason Rudolph over a medically cleared Kenny Pickett. Are you surprised?
No, he's 2-0 and they're scoring points. If you need, you go with the hot hand. If he fails, then you put Pickett in. Celtics and Thunder tonight. Who you got?
Ooh, both these teams seem to be healthy and whole. Celtics have won six straight. Thunder's won four straight. You know, I love watching Oklahoma City, but I'm taking the old pros on the road tonight. The youngsters may get a little bit too excited. Can't wait to see part of that. Sean McVay of the Rams promises he'll coach that team next year. Do you believe him?
I do believe him. You know, he's a really good coach. He's been to two Super Bowls in his 6 years there. This is his seventh year, and he's going to be in the playoffs. That's good. Last one. Oilers go for their sixth win in a row tonight. Do you like their chances?
Tony, I do. They've reversed fortune with the Flyers, who got off to a hot start but have lost 4-5. And now the Oilers are on fire. Yes, they keep it going.
We're out of time. We will try and do better the next time. Greg Lecker, congratulations and good luck.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. How's that number one pick looking for my boys right now, Tom?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.